Jake Sherman is a congressional reporter for Politico, who I've called upon many times to give some perspective on the political angle of big stories. And I've invited him to join me here today. Hi, Jake. Welcome back to the Big 550.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Is this story really going to have an impact in November?
Well, what it is doing right now is President Obama kind of made this a national issue. His spokesman said, this is a kind of a issue in New York. We're going to let the New Yorkers figure it out. And then when the president begins to say something, if the president didn't say anything about this, then it would never be an issue in a campaign in Pennsylvania or in Maine or in New Hampshire or in Florida. But what he has done is he elevated it to the national level. So, sure, if voters don't like the way in Florida, you know, Charlie Crist took this on and gave his opinion on it. So if voters don't like the way he responded to it, then sure, it could become an issue. He probably never would have addressed it if it wasn't for President Obama bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, yeah, it's going to have a political impact. But, you know, you see Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid kind of splitting with Obama on this. Lawmakers all over the country are being forced to take this on.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, yeah, it's becoming a political issue and people are having to respond to it because they're being asked.
But when people go to the polls in November, they're going to make a decision based on whether they like what the government is doing now in terms of the economy or not. Isn't that going to be the issue, not a mosque in New York?
Yeah, and it's curious to a lot of people here in Washington why Republicans are making this, are responding to this, because if the conventional wisdom is, if the economy is the issue, Democrats don't have the upper hand on that right now, at least, because they're in charge, and they argue that it's the Republicans' fault, and that argument goes on. But sure, the economy is going to be the big driver in this election, and a mosque in Lower Manhattan is not going to be a big issue. But does it play into people's kind of overarching opinions about members of Congress? Yeah, sure, if they're forced to respond to it. But as you indicated, the economy is the big issue going into November.
Now, I read on Politico about the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, mm-hmm. who is a Republican,
mm-hmm.
and a guy who I guess is a rising star in the party.
That's what everybody thinks, and he said this shouldn't be a political football. And that's the way a lot of people here in Washington, some people are saying that you know, President Obama is saying he didn't walk back from what he said, but Chris Christie kind of seemed to encapsulate what Obama said, which is, you know, we have the right, but, like, let's leave it at that. If they want to build the mosque, that's fine, but let's not turn this into a Republican versus Democratic issue.
Is this something that can hurt Republicans with Muslims, or do they not even have Muslims as supporters now? I have no idea where that falls.
That's difficult to say. I mean, if you look back to George W. Bush, I mean, he tried to bring in the American Muslim community, but President Obama also, some of his policies and some of the way he talked during the campaign did attract the Muslim world and Muslim Americans. Now, when you say you don't think that they should build a mosque, that Muslims should build a mosque in Lower Manhattan, that would turn off some of the Muslim Americans, I'm sure. But although I don't believe that there's been any sort of polling that's been done on that so far.
Okay. Now, the other thing that surprised me about Obama talking about this on Friday night, and as you pointed out, things had quieted down, and then he took the gas can and threw it on the flames here, and that ignited things for the last 4 days. But the other thing that surprises me is that I would think that Obama himself, if not his advisors in the White House, would be more sensitive to the whole Muslim thing, because we still have a majority of Republicans in some polls who still believe that Obama is not a Christian, but a Muslim, regardless of the fact that he went to Reverend Wright's church for a couple of decades and they made a big stink about that. They still think, oh, this guy is a Muslim. So why would he want to do anything that would, again, reinflate a conflict around Muslims other than the war that we're fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, which, by the way, last I checked, was to protect Muslims?
Well, he indicated yesterday, and his spokesman kind of reiterated this over the last couple of days, that he is standing up for the Constitution. And he is saying that in this country, people have the right to build you know, according to the law, they have the right to build things where they want, no matter if the religious group or anything like that. And what you said in your lead-in, do Nazis have a right to put up a sign next to the Holocaust Museum? Most people would indicate that that's probably in poor taste. But sure, there is a right to do for freedom of religion and freedom of speech with obviously some caveats.
Actually, the Nazis wouldn't be covered under freedom of religion.
That's a big difference here. But the point that he was making is that he wasn't trying to comment on what the wisdom of building this mosque there. He wasn't saying, "Oh yeah, come build this mosque here. This is a great idea." That's not what his advisors are saying that he said. His advisors are saying that he said they have the right to do the freedom of religion gives them the right to build a place of worship wherever they like. So he saw this as a no-brainer. I'm sticking up for the Constitution, and that's what we should be doing. That's what I should be doing as president of the United States. And it was his advisors have indicated to our reporters that this was not. He didn't see this as. He wasn't laboring over his defense here. He really, truly believed that the Constitution gives these people the right to build a mosque where they want to build it. And that's the extent of the situation as he saw it.
Well, that's a bad call by Obama's advisors, isn't it? I mean, to not understand the implications of making that statement.
That was his decision, and that's what his advisors have indicated. And he believes this is a constitutional issue. From what I've heard him say, it seems like he's letting, you know, the argument go on in New York. He's not commenting on whether this is a good idea. He's just saying, yes, the Constitution does allow for
it. I understand that. It is a constitutional issue. And the fact that the Planning Commission in New York even said, look, we can't do anything about this. It's private property. If this guy wants to build it, he can build it. There's nothing anybody can do about that. It is a constitutional issue. It's just a sensitive issue that Obama should never have touched. You know, people always talk about various third rails in politics. For Obama, anything having to do with Muslims should be a third rail.
For image purposes.
That's
an argument that some would make. I mean, and again, he thinks that this is a constitutional issue where he thought the Constitution, the freedom of religion clause in the Constitution was being obfuscated to a degree.
So I understand.
He saw it fit to step in.
Now, on the other side of the aisle, has one Republican official called out Newt Gingrich for equating a place of worship with the Nazi symbol, the swastika?
I haven't heard any, people have been noticing that in Washington that there's kind of been a silence on that. And Newt Gingrich, as the plenty of people have talked about, certainly has his eye on a potential run for the presidency in 2012 after having resigned from the House of Representatives some years ago. But again, you talked about third rails. Comparing things to Nazis is generally not a politically palatable comparison.
Yeah, let me just ask you point blank here about Gingrich. Does he really have a chance of running for president? I mean, well, obviously anybody can run for president, but does he have a chance of getting the nomination of the GOP in 2012, considering all the stuff, not only these wacky statements, but all the stuff we're learning about his marriage and his adultery and all that sort of stuff? Is the current Republican Party likely to nominate a Newt Gingrich?
It's unclear. I mean, there's plenty of people who want that nomination. And what people haven't talked about much is that Mr. Gingrich settled with the Ethics Committee in the House to the tune of, and I don't know the exact amount, but I believe it was $300,000 to settle some ethical mishaps when he was in the House. So Mr. Gingrich certainly has a long list of things. He's been in politics for a long time, which is not always the best way to win the presidency. Because he has a long history of voting for things and a long history in the limelight. Now, the Republican field is relatively open. I mean, as you mentioned, people mentioned Chris Christie as a potential candidate, Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota, Mike Huckabee, Sarah Palin's always the question of the hour. So the Republican field is wide open, and Newt Gingrich has an amazing ability to raise money, has pretty good name recognition. So anything could happen. I mean, it's at least a year away until people start making decisions.
Jake, if I were a gambler, and it turns out I am, I would bet against Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin even putting together a big presidential run in 2012 because they see a much longer career in punditry, books, appearances, fundraising, and loudmouthery.
Well, Newt Gingrich has, and Sarah Palin have both raised a lot of money. Sarah Palin has given out a lot of money to candidates across the country in primaries and in general elections. So, you know, raising money is the name of the game. As you saw last night, Barack Obama was in California, in Los Angeles, raised $1 million for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
Yep.
That's the name of the game. It's money. It's how to get your message out and how to raise money. And whoever's good at that has a huge advantage when it comes time to go to the polls.
Great stuff, Jake. Always a pleasure. Thanks for your expertise today. Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico.com. Here on the Charles Jaco Show with Paul Harris, this is the Big 550 KTRS.